Shit, shit, shit sandwich.
What the fuck is your problem?
Shut up, you freak!
Thanks, I needed that.
Welcome to the real world.
Our department.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
You are the leading asshole in the state.
Bitch, please.
Pass the duchy, my friends.
Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him.
What were you doing when the lights went out?
Birdie, num-num.
Lynch me for what my people have done to your people.
Oh, durka-durka-durka.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Warning, if you want your asses blown out, stay in the room.
Hello, and welcome to Dave and Shecky's Groovy Boob Tube Review. I'm Dave.
And I'm Shecky, and quite frankly, I'm thinking that we should change the name of the podcast.
Whoa. What's the matter?
Well, you know,
it's groovy. It's a boob tube review.
It is a groovy boob tube review, and we do review stuff we watch on our television, but I think maybe some people are not maybe listening because they think it's just about movies.
Maybe they think it's about boobs. That's
you know
why
what?
They are listening.
It's very funny that you say that, because on our Podomatic website, when I go and check the stats of our account, it says, how we were found via Google.
Boobs.
Boobs is... Once in a while, we'll get somebody who's actually Googling the Leonard Maltin Minute, and they somehow find us. But usually, it's boobs.
Groovy boobs tube review.
It's never tube and it's never groovy. It's just boobs. And that's how some people find our podcast. How the hell do you think of... I'm speechless.
I could be groovy occasionally.
It's never groovy. It's only boobs. I'm telling you.
All right.
I look at the data that the Podomatic website provides to me. As a
So why would you want to kill that dare? That's a perfect pull. That pulls in the people over there.
Well, it only pulls in people that type in boob. I can't imagine that's not really the most popular term for breasts these days. I mean, if you're looking for porn, you're not going to type in boob or boobies.
Maybe you might.
Yeah.
Big boobs.
If this was like 1942.
You got the big boobs website over there.
You got your big boobs over here. So,
broads, dames with big boobs.
And then I think one of the search terms was Dave's boobs. So I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, there's a man out there. He's got the man chest. He's got a man boob thing going on. Very big on the internet. The man
it?
Boobs.
Oh, it is?
Dave and his man boobs.
Are you on the internet more than I know?
Me, go to MySpace and look up Dave's man boobs. That's me.
You don't have a MySpace account.
I don't have man boobs.
Well, there you go. So I was thinking about changing the name. And the other thing is that we do the other podcast, which we did not do last week for reasons we can't get into. But, why not just combine both podcasts?
Thanks for springing that to me on the air over here. We'll talk about that off the air.
Okay, well, all right.
Because quite frankly, I didn't know anything about any of this.
So you like David Shecky's Groovy Boob Tube Review. You're a fan.
Well, it seems to be working so far.
All right, then. Well, then let's get on to today's movie.
All righty. Today's movie. Now, you usually go, today we decided to see, and then I go, Aeon Flux. What's it called? Aeon Flux? Aeon Flux?
Aeon Flux. You want me to say?
Aeon. Don't they call her Aeon at some points?
Aeon Flux. I think it's Aeon. Aeon Flux.
When she says cover Aeon, or does she say cover Aeon?
Cover Aeon? I don't know.
Cover Aeon. Okay, I think I got to back off this thing. Back off this mic.
Aeon Flux? Maybe it is Aeon Flux.
Aeon. Cover Aeon. Cover Aeon.
Why? What is this
accent? She screams, cover. Oh, I don't know.
The southern accent that has nothing to do with this movie.
I've drifted into a southern accent. Aeon. Because it sounds like you're saying Aeon. It's like a southern thing.
Eon. You think it's Eon?
Get your Eon.
I thought it was Aeon, but it could be Eon. There is a fucking ant in here.
That is just.
I cannot deal with six-legged critters running
they
around.
They have six legs?
Yeah, all insects have six legs.
Even spiders, they're not insects.
They're not insects, they're spiders.
Hey, your tomato's not a vegetable, it's a fruit. Excuse me. Whoa, what a look she gave me.
Yeah, because as you're talking, the ant is still roaming around freely in this room.
I can't get the ant.
Why?
Because I got to get up and get the ant. I'm going to make all kinds of noise. I don't want to make noise.
So you're going to let the ant perhaps violate me and somehow bite me with his mandibles?
If the ant comes anywhere near you, we'll take care of him.
All right.
Thus far, I got a clear view of the floor. You keep looking up there and we should be all right.
We live in the middle of the woods in an undisclosed location. And at some point during the season, every year, the ants somehow come into the house through nooks and crannies that we are unaware of.
Fucking ants.
Ugh, it only happens for, what is it? It's not like the whole summer or anything. It's just like a week or so of us just, there's a fucking ant there, right?
Yeah, fuck the ants.
Yeah, I took the vacuum cleaner to them before.
Yeah, but you know, if you get rid of all the ants, we all die.
Why do you say that? I don't think the ants do anything for us.
Yep, they fit into the chain. They're all in there. Because if you get rid of the ants, you're going to get rid of someone else who's dealing with the ants. Before you know it, you got no aardvarks. And then what? Well, who eats the aardvark? Well, boy, let me tell you, that causes a problem.
Dave,
huh?
There are no aardvarks in Otsego County.
I'm not saying all the ants. You know, I'm saying all the ants. You can't get rid of just the ants here. You got to get rid of all the ants. It's all or nothing.
But you think aardvarks only eat ants?
I don't know. I'm just saying that the ants serve a purpose. You can't get rid of the ants.
All right.
Without the ants, we don't exist.
Aeon Flux came out in 2005 and stars Charlize Theron, who is, you know, absolutely gorgeous. And I guess what you would call this, Aeon Flux is a sci-fi movie. And we all know you're not a sci-fi guy.
That's true, but this was a good one.
You liked this one, didn't you?
This one was much better than your average sci-fi movie.
And you know what? Can I tell you a little something?
What are you going to tell me?
Completely panned when it came out. Completely panned by critics. I don't know what the viewers were saying, but it got horrible reviews and didn't do very well. And the reason I didn't tell you any of that was because you were already not a sci-fi guy. So I didn't want to put that thought in your head, but I had really wanted to see it.
You know, truth be told, I'm not a sci-fi guy, but I like sci-fi when it comes down to it. If it's good, I got nothing against it. But the thing is, I thought this was going to be like another bad comic book movie, like a Fantastic Four or something.
Right.
Or whatever, one of those.
Like the Batman and the
X-Men, Batman,
Spider-Man,
one of those type of things.
The Hulk, all those things.
Exactly. But this was much better. This was like a sci-fi. This was true sci-fi in the tradition of like, can we say almost like Blade Runner of that caliber. But to me, this movie had elements of like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yes.
And it had very good, like, it almost seemed like it was directed by Japanese people. It had like a real like use of color and like flutter and like things falling from the sky. Like they have like you know how Japanese are big into that, what's that called when they make the ducks out of the paper?
Origami.
Yeah, they're big into that kind of, it was like imagery of origami all the time and that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because Aeon Flux was originally one of those cartoon segments on the MTV Liquid Metal.
Uh-huh.
So
sort of like American
I think it was
anime.
I think it was a Japanese guy.
Ah, I knew it.
I think it was a Japanese guy who did the cartoons. However, this was directed by a woman, and I'm so glad that I don't listen to critics a lot, because I really liked it. I thought it was very I thought it was like not campy. Like they could have so made it some campy, you know, like like Fantastic Four.
Yeah, no, it wasn't anything like that.
It wasn't like that. It was like a more serious sci-fi thing, and it was really short. Like, it was 90 minutes, maybe even a little less.
I thought it was a commentary on our society.
Well, I mean, you can think about it, whatever. You know what I mean? It's a piece of art.
Well, yeah.
Movies are art. You can put your own, you know, whatever.
It was parallels.
She looked great, by the way, didn't she?
Of course, she's a very pretty woman.
Do you think she's Do you think she's pretty or do you think she's beautiful? No, I'm serious. Don't look at me. I'm not trying to trap you.
But you're my wife. I can't say that.
Oh God, please.
She's pretty.
You don't think she's beautiful.
She's like a working man's Angelina Jolie.
See, but the thing is that Angelina Jolie is hot.
Yeah.
She's like hot.
No, she's pretty too.
You think she's pretty and hot?
Yeah, she's all of those.
Okay. See, I think there's women that are beautiful, and then there's women that are pretty, and then there's women that are cute and hot.
How do you say her name? Charlize?
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, she's about as hot as they get.
Think she's hot, too?
Well, she's all of that. She's very attractive. That's all you can say.
She really, and she looks...
That's all I'm going to say.
She looks damn good in every outfit they put her in, too.
She's a little less curvy than Angelina Jolie in every asset, in every feature, but she's very pretty.
She really looks great. She was born in 1975.
I think, isn't she a natural blonde, though, actually?
Yeah, she is.
But she has that ability to look good as a brunette as well.
She looks great up and down, from the neck up, from the neck down. Some chicks look really good from the neck down, like Jamie Lee Curtis. And then from the neck up, you know, it's a matter of taste. But Charlize Theron, you can't deny.
It's fine with me.
I don't know what that means.
She's fine. She's very pretty, that's all.
So the plot of the movie is that in the futuristic Earth, there... Are you killing an ant?
I must kill an ant.
Kill that ant.
Give me the book.
What book?
Give me the phone book. I'm going to take out a page.
Rip out a page.
Yeah, let me get a page of the Bible here.
It's a phone book, you ass.
We use the rice paper. We used to roll joints with the rice paper.
Oh, Dave, don't do that. Just pick it up. Don't smash it into the carpeting. Ugh. Now what are you going to do with it?
Salt it and eat it.
Okay.
Add some chocolate. Get my protein out.
In Earth's future, apparently, there is a disease that wipes out most of the planet. Most of the planet is dying from, and they just call it the industrial disease. And what happens is that the scientist, Trevor Goodchild, comes up with a cure. And along with the cure, what he does is he builds a city, Bragna, I believe it's called, Bragna?
Yeah, sounds right.
And everybody lives within the city. The city is completely walled up, and everything outside of those walls, they don't come in contact with. I don't know if it's for fear of getting the disease again or what, but...
They don't really explain that.
But it's really not that important. But
it's a generally controlled society.
It's extremely controlled society. And there's some people, the Monikans, who want to rise up and rebel against the Good Child government. And she is one of the Monikans. She's a rebel. She's like a rebel alliance. She's like the Princess Leia.
She's a Monikan.
She's a
Which one of you kids is a Monikan?
Which one of you kids is a Monikan? She's a Monikan. Wouldn't you like to be a Monikan too? You ass. So, and the story basically is that these Monikans, and it is sci-fi, so she's not just like a Monikan. She's also got this thing implanted in her brain, and there's like a lot of like cool gadgetries that... are very awesome.
Oot, oot, oot. Ant alert, ant alert. We have another ant on the perimeter. He is crossing into the forbidden zone.
Kill the ant, Dave.
We've got a runner.
You better, I think he's disappearing. This is ant number two. If he finds him.
He's on the run. Ass. Squirmy little fuck.
Okay, Dave, don't take your time. Let's get back to the matters at hand here.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and talk about the movie.
So it is a black chick with hands for feet.
That's another cool thing, is that there's this what was her name?
Sith something.
Cilantro
Sith. Zathura.
No.
Sithura.
No.
Sith Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Elizabeth. No. But she's got like an S name.
Something with a Sith.
Something Cilandrith or something. I don't know. Cilantro.
She's a sidekick there. Helper.
She's kind of like she's another Monikin.
It's true.
And go ahead, explain she had a special surgery done.
No, I just said she had hands for feet.
But that was cool how they did that, no?
That was cool. It was very cool. The whole thing was very cool. And once again, a very good use of computer graphics, I guess, is what was going on there.
Yeah, nice computer graphics and great action sequences.
Very good. The whole thing was very exciting. They had grass that turned into blades of glass. That was, or steel, whatever that was.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And what were those things being shot? They seemed to release some sort of liquid.
Those, I think there was just like weapons that were like, while they weren't being weapons, they were just decorative kind of fruit looking things hanging from a tree that were maybe innocuous looking.
Mm.
And then when the time came. When you tripped the barrier, the fruit that was hanging from the tree was no longer fruit and became some like shooting weapon thing.
Needles, yeah. I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Shooting the needles at you.
There was like a lot of futuristic stuff in here and a lot of stuff that like, it's just they use it like matter of factly, you know, and it wasn't like some special thing that you were like, ooh, they should explain that more. I mean, it's just matter of fact that she had this thing in her head, matter of fact that she had these things in her ring that she could just drop on the floor, and when she whistled, they became balls of destruction.
Ah, yes. Everybody needs some balls of destruction.
Yes, yes, they do. And there's other people in this movie that I mean, Frances McDormand is in it briefly.
Who the hell is she?
She was the one from Fargo.
Ah, okay.
You know her?
Right, the sheriff.
Yes, exactly. So she was in it very briefly as the handler.
She was the head McDomick. What is it called? What are they again?
Monikin.
McDomicks.
McDomicks. She's a Monikin.
She was the head Monikin.
She was the head.
There's always a head Monikin.
Well, she. I don't even think she was a head Monikin. I think
she was in charge of something.
She was in charge. Well, I guess she is the head Monikin, but she. I don't know. They only saw her in their head. We've never saw her physically outside of their heads.
This movie was cooler than The Matrix, if you ask me.
Really?
I liked it more than The Matrix. Much more.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Wait, so why didn't you like The Matrix?
It was just too... the acting sucked, is what I think.
What?
I just think it was too... You must do this. You're on a quest. It was very, like, Keanu Reeves. Canoe.
Who is Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves.
Not Keanu and not Canoe.
What's his name? Keanu?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu.
What?
Keanu. What is that? Some kind of...
Are you jealous of Keanu Reeves?
Is that some sort of like Eskimo Italian name?
So what if it is?
Keanu.
Well, are you jealous of him or something?
Johnny Keanu.
Why would you not like Keanu Reeves?
Okay. Because
you know I want to see the lake house.
I really liked him in The River's Edge. And that's about it.
What's The River's Edge?
It's one of the best movies about teens in suburbia in the 80s.
Wait, is that the one with the body?
Yeah.
But isn't that with Crispin Glover?
Oh, he's a genius in that.
Is Keanu Reeves even in that?
Oh, yeah. He's big time in it. He plays the pretty boy. He's like the kid. He plays the younger kid who's like... He plays one of the kids he's like the older brother to the little kid. At the end, the little kid holds the gun up to Keanu. He's about to kill him.
I haven't seen that movie.
I'm your brother. Don't kill me, man.
He says, man.
He's like all Keanu'd up. Yeah, he's like smoking weed. His brother's smoking weed. It was like a whole suburban
thing. Was that before or after Bill and Ted?
I think it was before. It's really, it's like a really dark movie, but fucking Dennis Hopper is also in it.
Oh, really?
Dennis Hopper plays this like Vietnam vet dude that they go to his house to get pot from. And the whole thing is just totally really, really good. Really dark.
Did you see it in the movies or did you see it on television?
I saw it on television many times.
Really?
Yeah, we might have rented it or whatever, but it's like a classic. I mean, that it's really dark and there's like a fat kid who's like dysfunctional who like, you know, commits suicide at the end. This fat kid's fooling around with this chick and he kills her by accident, like a rough sex type thing. And then he like hides her in the woods.
Oh, I see.
And like he eventually shows all his friends. And they keep it a secret for like a couple of fucking weeks or something. And then like, you know, word gets out that there's a dead body there and that people know who did it and blah, blah, blah. And Crispin Glover is like a sick speed fiend. And he's trying to protect the fat kid. And mm-hmm. he's like trying to keep the other kids shut up. And like, he's like, if we all just keep quiet, we can, you know, get away. You'll get away with it. You know, it's like he's like a maniac.
It's and at really, the end, the fat kid kills himself?
The fat kid is hanging out with Dennis Hopper at the end, and he either kills himself or they both kill himself. Yeah, yeah, the fat kid kills himself, and Dennis Hopper's just there when the cops come, and he's like, he just shot himself or something like that. Or, oh, no, maybe Dennis Hopper shoots him. I think Dennis Hopper actually shoots the fat kid because the fat kid shot Dennis Hopper's plastic doll, love doll.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's way warped. It's really like, this movie is really out there.
But you would highly recommend it?
I would, if you want to see like Keanu at his best, in my opinion.
See, I like, you know, it's very fashionable to be anti-Keanu, and I'm not going to jump on that bandwagon. I am not anti him. I liked The Matrix. I didn't see the third one, but I loved The Matrix. I thought it was great when it came out. I remember watching it in the theater and just being like, dumbfounded at how great I thought that movie was.
I don't know why I didn't like it. It must have gone right over my head.
Did you see it in the theater?
Yeah, didn't we see it together?
No, I saw it with Joanne.
We bought it on DVD and I saw it. Or CD.
Yeah.
Or
VHS. No, we have it on DVD, I think.
Yeah, I saw it.
I think to be in a darkened theater with a huge screen, it was really amazing. And there was stuff that they were doing that we hadn't seen.
Oh,
like
I know
that.
What it was. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. But we saw The Matrix 2 in the theater, and that one wasn't anywhere near as good.
That wasn't nearly as good, but I didn't hate it like most people
did. But it was nowhere near as groundbreaking as the first one supposedly
was.
Well,
the first one, I mean, spawned that whole 360-degree filming thing. I mean, that was... You had never seen that before, or at least I had never seen it before. And when you see that for the first time, you're just like, blown away. So it's hard. You can't keep topping yourself with some, you know?
Okay.
But
touché.
I did not see the third one, but I really should. I think maybe we'll buy a box set or something.
Anything for you, doll.
Ah! Thank you. So you liked Aeon Flux more than you liked The Matrix.
Aeon Flux, I like that too, yeah.
Well, however it's called, someone will let us know.
I'm just an asshole. I liked it more. I liked it more, it's true.
Charlize Theron is a girl?
That's maybe part of it. No, it was action-packed. It was more action-packed. It was more clear-cut for me. I don't know. It was less like stuff that I couldn't understand. I don't know.
The plot was very easy to understand. The only thing that wasn't easy to understand was some of the gadgetry. Like, how does that get work, and how did that get there?
But I think The Matrix was too slow-moving, really. It had a lot of action, but it had a lot of slow scenes where he's, like, looking at things and, like, contemplating stuff.
Well, I think they were setting up for the next two movies.
And I didn't
well.
Like I that know. Whole visiting the black woman, and she's telling him he's the chosen
the Oracle?
One. Yeah, whatever. I didn't like that character. I didn't like the whole part. That whole part sucked.
There is no spoon, Dave.
Edges, the quantum physics over here. He gets your quantum physics over
Speaking of the quantum physics, I was on, I don't know if it was Sundance or Encore, one of those stations had this documentary, and it was called What the Bleep Are We Talking About? And it's a documentary about quantum physics, and they try to explain it with dramatized segments with Marley Maitland.
Is she the deaf one?
Exactly.
What is she doing in the public eye?
What do you mean? mean? She has every right to be the public eye. That's not the point. It's not like I'm like, look what the hell she's doing. It's just they had these... You're an awful man. They had these segments of her, you know, interspersed in this documentary about quantum physics. And all I can say is every quantum physics major has got to be like either a pothead or on acid, because some of the stuff they were saying was so insane. I have stuff I couldn't even think of, you know, if I smoked a pound of weed in one sit down. It was insane.
Well, they're very conceptually advanced.
I guess so. One of the things they were saying, and I was trying to explain it to you, was that there's a legend has it that when Columbus sailed to the West Indies, the native West Indians couldn't see the ships. They couldn't see the ships in the water because they had no frame of reference for them. So what happens is that your mind and your brain can only work so fast and process so many things at once. And if there was no frame of reference for those ships, they just couldn't see them there. And that eventually the tribal shaman went out, and because he heard water rippling, and then he saw the water rippling, and he stood there for hours on end until he finally saw the ships. And then he went back to the tribe and explained to them what was out there. And after they came and looked very hard, and he could explain it to them, and they understood, only then did they see the ships. And then, of course, the rest of their lives were ruined, and they probably committed suicide within a few years. But that's a whole other tale.
Poppycock.
You think that's not true.
That's,
you think that's
poppycock.
You think that story is not true.
I think they were smoking poppy, and that's poppycock.
I thought it was very interesting. And sadly, the documentary did nothing to make me understand quantum physics at all. It just made me think, holy shit, maybe I should have smoked some weed before I watch this.
Quantum physics is a deep, deep thing. It's hard to get your hands upon.
It really is. It's almost like you have another section of your brain that's open and available to you to be able to get into what these people are talking about.
Well, show me some proof.
Of what?
Of quantum physics and how it works.
You got to watch the documentary.
No, but they're always saying there may be parallel stuff. You might be able to do this. You can move this with your mind. You can make this. You can skip through time. You can jump through barriers. Well, has any one of them ever done it other than on paper? Has it ever been done other than, you know, conceptually in a notebook?
Yes. Scott Bakula in Quantum Leap for 3 or 4 seasons would...
What are you talking about, Scott Bakula?
No, Bakula.
Oh.
Quantum Leap. You never saw that show?
I did see that. Actually, see, that's the thing. I missed that whole... I watched that once or twice in reruns. That and Northern Exposure.
Northern Exposure was really good, wasn't it?
That was good. I like that weird, freaky guy.
He's on another show now. Oh, no, he was... Did it get canceled? I forget. He was on one of the new shows this year that may or may not have been canceled. I'm not sure. Oh, no, he's on that Numbers show with Mr. Universe.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Universe from Serenity.
Of course, another good sci-fi.
Was that the name of the movie or the name? No, Firefly was the show and Serenity was the movie, right. So, yeah, Mr. Universe is on Numbers, and so is, what's his name, Rob Morrow?
That is a man's name.
Is it that man's name?
Oh, yeah. He's from Northern Exposure.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's also in Numbers.
I gotcha. We never watched that.
No, I've seen it a few times.
Hey, what's tonight?
Today's Sunday. There is no more...
What about Lucky Louie?
Sopranos. Lucky Louie tonight?
Watch the Lucky Louie over here.
Lucky Louie and Entourage tonight.
Hey, fair enough. And when does the American Idol begin?
American Idol just finished.
No. When does Big Brother begin?
Big Brother begins the 21st.
That's fucking Wednesday.
That's Wednesday. It's an all-star Big Brother, and we get to pick who we want. Can you make eye contact with me, Dave? Thank you. We get to pick who we want in the Big Brother house.
Why? Why must I look at you?
Well, what are you looking around for?
I look around for to get ideas to stimulate my mind.
Oh, all right. I thought you were maybe on Ant Patrol or something.
No. Oh. Speaking of which...
You found one?
Goddamn motherfucker.
Ant number 3.
Oh, two at a time.
Uh-oh.
We got two motherfucking... Yeah.
You better get 2 pieces of paper.
Now, this is bullshit.
There's one right here.
You guys are fucking whack.
There's one right here. Don't grind it into the fucking carpet. Oh, he made an escape. He
escaped.
Yeah,
they're impossible to get, these ants.
Well, because you're grinding them into the carpet.
Hey, take it easy.
No. Dave.
Oh.
You don't want rotting, dead ant flesh.
I'll get them with a vac.
Yeah.
Vacuum.
Yeah, I think we all know what the vac is. Oh, you know what it's time for?
I don't know what it's time for.
Anonymous downloader of the week.
Are you ready for the segment?
Of course.
This week's anonymous downloader is from Englewood, Colorado.
Yay! Love that town. Never seen it. Never been there. Don't know where it is.
More specifically, the Inverness Golf Club. Right. Whoa. Next to the Centennial Airport in Englewood,
Colorado. See, now you might have gotten someone in trouble. Now this person's going to lose his job because he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing at work.
No, no, no. It's a hotel. It's a resort. It could be someone who's staying there.
Hey, maybe he's not there anymore. Well, he might be the same person going all over the world downloading us.
The guy from Rabat, Morocco?
Exactly.
He listened last week, so we know that he knows that he was last week's
anonymous downloader of the week.
Good. Defender of the poor. Sort of like underdog.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know about that, but they will remain anonymous because we only can tell you the area from where they're downloading from. But Englewood, Colorado, so the Yahoo map shows us that it's the Inverness Golf Club. So again, it's probably someone who's staying there. And not only that, so then I go on the internet to look up this hotel resort.
Because we're stalkers.
No, but I'm like, oh, I never heard of the place. $250 a night to stay there.
Well.
It's ridiculously beautiful. So if you go to InvernessHotel.com, I think that's what it is, you can see.
What is that? That sounds like the where they shot The Shining.
No, I don't think so. It's not that. It's right next to an airport. There's a huge golf course there. It's a resort.
You see, The Shining wasn't shot all in the wilderness like that. It was actually in a town.
No, I know, but I mean, it could be, but I don't think it is. I don't think that's where it was shot.
I hear you.
But it did look really nice. They have, like in the rooms where you have the coffee, you know how you have the coffee maker in the rooms?
Yeah, of course.
They've got the Starbucks coffee. Not the cheap, crappy shit that you get at some of these hotels. The bag of Maxwell has. They're giving you good old Starbucks in the room.
Fucking fagulous.
What?
What? I didn't say it.
So anyway, that's who this week's anonymous downloader of the week is. Someone in Englewood, Colorado, probably on vacation. So did you just do a drum roll?
No. I was just hinting at it.
You did? Did you just do a hint of a drum roll?
I hinted at a drum roll.
Also, last week we didn't get to do the other podcast that we do, which is called Lorne Michaels Podcast Is Please. And this is why, you know, we're maintaining two podcast accounts, and I thought maybe if we could just put them together in one place.
It's possible.
But then it couldn't be Dave and Shecky's Groovy Boob Tube Review, because other show, we don't talk about movies.
Well, we're going to have to ponder this, because I'm not sure how we're going to rectify that situation.
Well, maybe it'll just be Dave and Shecky's show.
Sort of like the Gary Shandling show.
This is the Gary Shandling show. Another great show, right?
Yes.
And what was the other one? Get a Life?
Get a Life was good.
May I have a cheese sandwich? That is the line that stuck with me from Get a Life all these years. May I have a cheese sandwich? I think his next door neighbor's name is Sharon, and he goes over and he annoys her and asks her for silly things. I love Chris Elliott. He's just insane.
Well, his dad is, you know, one of those guys. Who
Bob and Ray.
Yeah, which one, though?
I think it's Bob Elliott.
Bob Elliott. And Ray?
Romano.
No.
Okay, I have no idea.
Ray Sugar.
No, that's definitely
not
it.
Raise your hand.
Song poem. Song poem. Song poem. Song poem. want to say, again, last week we didn't have the other podcast that we do. And one of the features of our other podcast is a song poem. Song poems. Can you explain what a song poem is, Dave?
Yeah, song poems are songs that are written by amateurs. And they, you could send in your song to this service, and they would put it to music and sing it for you and send you back a copy of the song that you submit.
Exactly, for a large amount of money.
Usually they would be found advertised in the back of comic books in the 60s and early 70s.
Exactly.
Song poems.
So song poems are, there's a generation of songs out there that are written by just regular people who really thought they had a great idea. And, would send it into this company and hope that what the product they got back would be the next big hit. And I don't think a song poem really has ever been a big hit. I mean, there's been novelty songs, but they're not the same thing. These are people who are singing real songs about things that are important to them. And they just really would, they thought so much of their own songs that they were willing to pay hundreds of dollars to this service who would just crank out a recording. Sometimes bad, sometimes not so bad, but since the songs are usually awful, they really are kind of funny. So this, because we didn't have a show last week, I'm going to play last week's song poem entitled Tuna, Tuna, Tuna.
Walking out the aisle, hide and smile. At the store one day, my shoestring got in the way. Fell over a Mexican guy with fast look and a quick eye. I was sort of shy, but no mind, he got up with a smile. Tuna, 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 tuna so good. We both understand, so easy. With a wiggle and a giggle and shake your pants, do the tuna dance. Tuna dance. If I can, I wanna find a one-woman band. Maybe later, maybe sooner, to have cats, we'll share that tuna. Maybe later, maybe sooner, this man knows his tuna. We share that tuna. Tuna, 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 tuna so good. We both understand, with a wiggle and a giggle and a shake your pants, do the tuna dance, do the tuna dance. I will give it world, give it a whirl, to be his ever-loving tuna girl. Maybe later, maybe sooner, we'll be dancing to the tuna, tuna, tuna. Tuna, 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 tuna so good. We both understand, CCC. With a wiggle and a giggle and shake your pants, too. Tuna dance. Tuna, 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 tuna so good. We both understand, CCC. With a wiggle and a giggle and a shake your pants, do the tuna dance. Do the tuna dance.
What do you think, Dave?
That's silly. Is that woman Asian?
She may be Asian. I'm not sure.
Is that some sort of sexual reference?
Actually, she probably is not Asian. Pat Moriarty is actually the guy at patmoriarty.com. We've spoken about him before. He's an artist. He is a social commentator. He is a legend, really. At least in our house, he is. He is the one who got me into song poems. And I don't think she was Asian, and he will know. He will know if she was or not.
Maybe she's Blasian.
She might not be either. She might be just a white chick.
Maybe she's Peruvian.
Peruvian?
Maybe she's just Groovian.
I don't know. I mean, can you imagine that? That's your job, to sit there and just record songs for like 50 songs a day, maybe, of just the worst shit ever?
Well, back before drum machines came and ruined the world in coordination with MTV, musicians used to record demos for songwriters. See, songwriters, before they actually got the record deal, they would have their songs recorded in a lower budget atmosphere, and they'd have demos made. Sometimes songwriters would record demos and give them to the record companies, and then the record companies would give them to whatever artist they thought would best sing the song.
I see.
So there was a whole, there was a whole lot of employment for musicians to become like session musicians. And then when the machines came, the drum machines in particular, they started doing everything on synthesizer with the drum machine and all that, and those guys stopped working.
So at least it's real music we're hearing.
Yeah, that's back before they were all machined up.
So we got to support the song poems, if for no other reason, that there are real bodies playing the songs. Dave is not a fan of the drum machines because he is a drummer, so I don't think many drummers are fans of the drum machine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give Aeon Flux?
I would give Aeon Flux an 8.
You really liked it, didn't you?
It was good. It was quick. It was fast-paced. It wasn't boring.
Exactly. It was like the... What was that one with the red eye? Right? Boom, boom, boom. Things were happening.
Red Eye was good like that.
It was...
This was a better movie than Red Eye, though, just overall, anyway.
Yeah. I'm glad you liked it, Dave, because you're not a sci-fi guy, and you liked it. I'm also going to give it an 8.
I just have one question. How do you pronounce the head actor's name?
Kochas. Kochas.
Kochas?
Kochas.
Kochas.
I think I Kochas? I went to the website, aeonflux.com. They still do have a website there, and there are bios about there's even a game that you can download. The website looks pretty good, actually, and they've kept it up. And there's bios, and there's a way to... That guy was also in Lord of the Rings.
He looks a little like...
He looks very familiar.
He has a bit of a Kevin Spacey's brother look.
Oh, see, really? I thought he looked like a combination of Tony Shalhoub and... who's the guy? Who's the really famous guy? The guy who hit somebody with the telephone recently.
Cameron Crowe. No, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. I thought he looked a little bit of a combination between Russell Crowe and Tony Shalhoub, as if they had had a child.
That is a weird combination. Somehow it worked for him.
Yeah. No, he's a good-looking guy, for sure. But I'm glad you gave it an 8. I'm giving it an 8 as well. And I guess what we'll do is we'll discuss the possible name change.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. You have anything else to say, Dave? Oh, let's apologize for last week.
Why would it happen?
I think you know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
The unedited version of the show got out.
Oh, jeez.
I was not made aware. Our good friend Anthony from Paris sent me an email the next day saying, by the way, I've got the unedited version in my iTunes. And I was like, oh, crap. And I quickly... re-downloaded the edited version. So if you got the unedited version, the reason I edited it, it wasn't because we were swearing or saying anything that we didn't want anybody to hear. It's just it was too long.
That and the parrot sacrifice.
What? Parrots? What are you talking about?
What, the Santeria thing that we always do?
Shush.
Oh.
The only thing I did edit was Dave's really lame attempt at people that you don't know that you should know that are in movies.
What? That Chinese guy from the Seinfeld Chinese restaurant episode?
Yeah, but you got to know the guy's name.
Murray Spivak?
His name is not Murray Spivak. Oh. That's not a Chinese guy's name.
Who's Murray Spivak? That sounds familiar.
I don't know.
He sounds like a band leader.
He sounds very
Murray
Jewish.
Spivak Quintet.
Please.
Murray Spivak?
All right. So we apologize for the unedited version coming out to you last week. I know it's not nearly as exciting as the edited version. Or maybe it was more so.
Hey, it's a change of pace.
Because it doesn't even start with, you know, Hi and Welcome. It starts with us.
The preamble.
The preamble.
Well, see, I like the preamble. If it was up to me, I'd have preamble on everyone.
Yeah, but we come out of the music bed, and it just sounds more, you know, snappy.
I think the preamble is just, you know, preamble's unique.
It is unique. Oh, so you're, okay. So you're, are you having
I like to edit it. You want to edit it down, but sometimes the preamble.
Motherfucker. Kill it.
Running out of pages over here.
Yeah, our phone book is very thin because we live in the middle of nowhere. But he's coming towards me. He's got his mandibles out. I'm telling you. Okay, Dave. When you do that, when you grind it into the rug, it hurts my heart.
Enough with the grinding into the rug.
All right, party people. We will see you later on in the week. We are going to start. We're going to start posting our other podcast on this account. So if you are currently getting this on iTunes, expect another show Wednesday-ish that has nothing to do with movies, but it will still be the Dave and Shecky Show. And we've seen our last episode of Lorne Michaels' podcast, is Please.
Whoa.
See you next week.
Brabba Jaggle.
Goodbye. You don't have to tell me goodbye. Goodbye. You don't have to tell me. And I bid you good night. Good night. Good night. And I bid you good night. Good night. Good night.
Goodbye.
No!